It's been more than a year since farmers across India set out for New Delhi, sparking massive protests against three controversial farming laws. The contentious laws were described by the government as a way to modernize India's agriculture industry, but farmers said they would only benefit major corporations and leave farmers, many who are already dealing with poverty, with nothing. Farmers, mostly from the so-called grain bowl states of Punjab, Haryana, and Uttar Pradesh, marched to Delhi, where they were met with violence by police, who deployed tear gas and water cannons. Images online caught the world's attention, and the movement was recognized as the largest protest ever recorded in human history. Outrage was shared all around the world, prompting rallies and marches in support of the farmers right here in Canada. In the months that followed, we saw thousands of farmers camped out in Delhi while talks between both sides went nowhere. Then in a rare and surprising move, Prime Minister Narendra Modi suddenly addressed the nation in November, announcing plans to repeal the three laws and offering an apology. Those laws were formally repealed earlier in December, prompting the farmers who've spent so many months out on the streets to pack up their belongings and make the long trip home. While it's being called a massive victory for those farmers, it does come with a very real human cost. Nearly 700 farmers died from the severe weather, violent clashes with police, and 9 farmers died of suicide. With a look at the 2021 year in review, Tarnjeet Parmar, City News.